Yeah, it took a village to succeed here. We had officers that were on scene for hours, which resulted in hours of body camera footage. You know, 12 dogs went to multiple different places, which meant multiple vet records. It meant multiple individuals needed to come testify to the continued state of the animals or whether or not they got better. There were multiple witnesses. This really was a case of figuring out what we needed and kind of downsizing versus, you know, we had an extensive amount of evidence to present.
All right, so it was a packed courtroom today for the verdict with a lot of people in there and a lot of law enforcement officers. What does that mean?
Again, this was a case that took a village, and that's what that means. It means it involved a lot of agencies. Mercer County Animal Control stepped up. Officers worked lots of overtime in regards to this case. One of my witnesses was from Wisconsin. You know, people came from out of state. It took a village of people being willing to be called upon multiple times, and they all rose to the occasion.
So we're speaking with you within minutes of the verdict, 11 of the 12 animal cruelty counts. So in terms of moving forward with potential sentencing, is that something you're processing now, or what are you potentially looking at? Because I know the listeners out there really want to know.
Well, these are class 4 felonies, so anything within that range is an option, and that lies in the hands of the judge, and we will again rise to the occasion of presenting evidence that will, we hope, be able to convince the judge of what we deem to be an appropriate sentence. We never consider sentencing until we have a guilty, that's obviously been in just a few minutes, but we will begin preparing as best we can for that on June 10th.
And the other question then is, the defendant remains free pending sentencing. And some will say, why is that? Why is she not remanded?
It's my experience with judges, not just this judge, but judges in general, that unless it is a mandatory prison offense, they will not remand between guilty and sentencing. That is not to say that she couldn't potentially serve any jail time. That's not a reflection of that. But it would be a hindrance on her constitutional right that she still has up until sentencing, and a decision to be made, and that is a very common practice for judges.